forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sand Point, Alaska.
Nigerian singer, songwriter, and guitarist Mdou Mokhtar is known for his electrified Touareg guitar playing, but his latest album sees the band unplug. The brand new Tears of Injustice is a reimagining of Mdou's 2024 album Funeral for Justice. The songs are powerful, addressing the conflict he's seen in his home country, from losing their native tongue to the false freedoms he sees for his countrymen and women, like on the song Modern Slaves.
Like they're gonna say, guys, you are free. It's every country is free, but it's not.
Coming up, Mdou Mokhtar and the band play in studio. Songs from Tears of Injustice, and the band is locked in.
When I start playing, I don't have to say nothing for them. I just touch my guitar, they know what I'm saying.
It's Mdou Mokhtar coming up on today's World Cafe. Absolute wizardry in studio. I'm stoked you're going to hear the session. It's coming up in a few minutes after another great live rock and roll band, The War on Drugs.
Let me offer my only hope.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. Nigerian singer-songwriter M'du Mokhtar is a genius with the guitar. Watching him and his band jam in studio is proof of that. You're going to hear it in a few minutes. For his latest album, Tears of Injustice, M'du and the band stripped away the amplification and distortion of their signature Touareg meets punk aesthetic. The record is a companion to 2024's Funeral for Justice. These are new acoustic re-recordings, and they give these songs, fiercely political in nature, a new emotional resonance. Mokhtar and bassist producer Mikey Colton joined me to talk about why they wanted to make an acoustic album and how being stranded in the States during a military coup in his home country played a part in making it happen. Our session begins with a live performance in studio. This is Tacoba. It's M'du Mokhtar on World Cafe. Recorded live in studio on World Cafe, it's Mdou Mokhtar with the performance of Imohar. It's a song originally from the 2024 album Funeral for Justice, which is available now. The record's been reimagined as an acoustic record, the newly released Tears of Injustice. Joining me to talk about it is Mdou Mokhtar and producer bassist for the band, Mikey Colton. I'm Kaleo, this is World Cafe. Thank you both so much for being here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for,
thanks for having us.
First, I want to actually ask you a question about the song we just heard, Imohar, and or comrade in English, or brother. You talk about the Temeshek language, lyrics that say you stopped speaking it, you stopped writing it. Can you tell me a little bit about what inspired you to write the song and what is going on with that language?
I feel like, honestly, the people like has something in their mind, like they think talking in French, it's something like big, and then they're starting to lose their language. We have our own dialogue, and then we have a Shifina, we write it, but when they come, they start teaching people the French language, and then if you're gonna go to a school, they're gonna teach you French. And then it's with that language, you're going to have work, you're going to have your diploma, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then no one take the other languages like serious. They take the other languages like local language. Even if you know that language, nothing going to happen. Like you can't have the job if you just speak your own language.
Right.
And then the people started like to lose the language. That is starting, you're going to see like a lot of people, no one said how to write Shifina.
Yeah. And you lose your history in the process.
Yeah, everything is starting like to go away.
Mm-hmm.
We have to think about that it's our language, that it's what we are. We have to respect it. We have to take care about it. We have to teach that to the kids. Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking with Mdou Mokhtar here on World Cafe. The new album is Tears of Injustice. And I want to give some context because last year's album, Funeral for Justice, a very powerful declaration accompanied by some very aggressive guitar playing. I want people to hear a little bit of the title track from the last album.
Go!
Now, the new record, Tears of Injustice, is a very different sounding rendition of that album. Why did you want to reimagine it as an acoustic record?
The music, it's like everyone has his own taste.
Sure.
Yeah. Some people like prefer to listen to that like from acoustic. It's more like simple, and then they listen. Some people went to dance, and then after they dance, they are tired. They're gonna say, "I want to know what this guy talking about."
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Like, I want to catch the both crowd.
Yeah. A chance for you to do that. Well, you know, Mikey, you produced, you know, the first of the two albums, Funeral for Justice. And I know that you have a background a little bit in, you know, DIY and punk and hardcore coming out of DC. I'm kind of curious how you approached, you know, producing a record that was very plugged in, very amped, to a record that is, you know, a very different speed.
The intent of both records were there, and the message was there in both of the records. Mm-hmm. So there is this very punk quality to an acoustic record, and the basis of Tuareg guitar music is acoustic guitar sending messages back and forth, and we really wanted to capture that. As you know, artists like Billy Bragg did the same thing. You know, that stuff is equally as punk, if not more than aggressive music. And
yeah, some of the earliest folk artists were punk in their own way.
Exactly. So they're the you know, the intent of both of the records are to keep it raw, to keep it at its truest form.
Yeah. This is World Cafe. We're talking with Mdou Mokhtar. The new album is available now, Funeral for Justice. It's a companion to Tears of Injustice. The first record was already recorded. And you were thinking about what you might do for companion songs when you were on tour in the United States. You got news from Niger that there was a military coup. Can you tell me a little bit about what happened and how that affected you guys back here?
It was difficult for us, but in the end we was in home. But honestly, it's very expensive, more than triple. It's like three times than normal price. Yeah, the people suffered, no job, stuff like that. To see how the people, special from the villages, survive in that problems. And then we do a lot of donation. We help the people. Thank you for the help the people did for us here. We support a lot of like different families with that. I already have the pictures for that.
Yeah. But this record was recorded in the States while waiting to be able to go home to Niger. Is that correct?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's correct.
Right as the coup started.
Mm-hmm. And when you finally made it back to Niger, part of completing the record was gathering Tuareg singers for call and response vocals. Can you tell me a little bit about how that happened?
That was amazing. That was a fun time. Like,
tell me about that experience.
We invite a lot of like young generation, and then it's like an honor for them like to be in the album. We you know, in Africa it's like everything we share it like family. We sit down in the house, we eat together in the same plate. Mikey was there, and then we just record like that, like fun, like it was like amazing. We changed the place. Today we are here. We are in this home. Tomorrow we're gonna go to another place. It was like something. I think, Mikey, did you like it?
Without having, when we added those vocals in, it really completed the record. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all about being together. Mm-hmm. The natural idea of doing this acoustic thing is like exactly how they play at home. It's like at picnics and stuff, and it's, you know, a bunch of Tuaregs singing and clapping together, and there's nothing more powerful than a group of Tuaregs singing and clapping together and eating together and being everyone, yeah, community. That's really what it's about.
Yeah. That remind me my beginning for the music. It's how we play. We just, like, we play in the community. Everyone sing together, and yeah, we make the tea. We make fire. We eat together. Dancing, stuff like that. You see the sky in the desert. Sometimes it's cold. It's so natural. It's something like very special for me. It's like We never talk about, hey guys, which song we gonna play, what we gonna play tonight. That never happened.
Yeah.
And then we trust each other.
Yeah.
When I start playing, I don't have to say nothing for them. I just touch my guitar, they know what I'm saying.
This is World Cafe. We are here with Mdou Mokhtar. The new album is available now, a companion to 2024's Funeral for Justice. It's Tears of Injustice. Up next, a song called Modern Slaves. And the lyrics reflect the illusion of freedom. Can you tell me about why you wanted to write that song?
Honestly, in no other way, I feel we are not free. We are still the slave, but just in different, way.
Mm-hmm.
They just change the system. Before they bring us to forcing us to work, when I say that, I'm talking about, the history, guys. And then now they take every resource in Africa, and then we follow that because we want to eat.
Yeah.
And then we start losing a lot of young generation in the desert, we lose them. And then the funny thing, it's like they're gonna say, guys, you are free. It's every country is free, but it's not. We didn't have our own money. All the money is coming from France. And then that money, if you have it in France, doesn't mean nothing. Because France doesn't accept it. She is the one making the money, but she didn't accept it. How are you going to make something but you didn't accept it?
Yeah.
How are we going to understand that?
And you're free.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you tell me I'm free, I'm not, stuff like that. The weird thing they said all the time, we're going to help you. They are always there to help, but we never saw that help. Yeah, I don't know what they call help, because a lot of people be killing. They have all this technology, but they never say nothing. Like we have a lot of resources, but they never help us to get that resource and pay them. All those stuff, they call them help, but they are allowed to go in Africa, but no one from Africa has allowed to be in Europe or United States if he didn't have visa. And then even if you are right, the visa is super weird to get. But then it's like when you're going to go to Africa, it's the same as you're going to go to your bathroom. No one can ask you, just go and pee. It's the same. Yeah, all those stuff, no any considerations. I don't think, I feel like we are still the slave. They just change the style. We have to change that mentality. It's time to change all those stuff. We have to be nice to each other. We have to organize this life. It's just what I'm gonna say.
I really appreciate you saying that and speaking on it. Let's listen to Modern Slaves. This is Mdou Mokhtar here on World Cafe. Thank you.
Recorded live on World Cafe here in studio, it's M2 Mokhtar. He has two new albums out, Funeral for Justice and the new acoustic version, Tears of Injustice, both available now. M2, Mikey, thank you both so much for coming in. Congrats on both of the records, and please come back and see us again soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Thanks again to M2 Mokhtar. Both Tears of Injustice and Funeral for Justice available now. Hat tip to Cafe producer Miguel Perez for his work on the session. Meanwhile, we've got a celebration on our hands. Coldplay just broke a record for the highest grossing tour of all time. Yay! Music of the Spheres passed Taylor Swift's Eras tour with 10.3 million tickets sold. Impressive. Here's where I mention the tour started in 2022. They're just making tours longer. And if you do anything long enough, something is bound to happen. Here's Trouble.
They spun a web for me. They spun a web for me. They spun a web for me.
my feet. Leave me open, Arizona. Leave me open, Arizona. Kinda sad to think that I'll forget this someday. More every time we see. Write them down and take a picture, but it's not enough. Have a drink out in the desert, morning coffee, born again inside the head of someone unsure of who they're supposed to be. Leave me open, Arizona.
Had a chance to see that band, Palmyra, play a few weeks back, and despite not having a ton of members, only three people, and not having incredibly loud instruments, not a big rock band, they just filled the room with energy. So I would highly suggest checking out Palmyra if you have the chance. That's Arizona from the album Restless. Another great live performer with a new album out tomorrow, next on World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe with a new album from Jason Isbell. And it seems wild to say, since we have heard so many great acoustic performances over the course of his career, but this is the first solo acoustic album from Jason Isbell. It's called Foxes in the Snow, and it is out tomorrow. This is Bury Me.
Bury me where the wind don't blow, where the dust won't cover me, where the tall grass grows. Or bury me right where I fall, Tokyo to Tennessee, I love them all. See the windmills turn up 55, still got so much to learn, still feel alive. And one lonely girl is all I need to tie me to this world, make me believe. Well, I ain't no cowboy, but I can ride. And I ain't no outlaw, but I've been inside. And there were bars of steel, boys, and there were bars to sing, and there were bars with swinging doors for all the time between. Thank you. bury me in the last few lines of an obituary for these trying times. And find an old live oak to carve my name, hard liquor and dirty jokes, cheap picture frames. Well, I ain't no cowboy, but I can ride. And I ain't no outlaw, but I've been inside. And there were men of stone, boys, and there were men of sand. Long nights alone, boy, had in my hand. Cowboy, but I can ride. And I ain't no outlaw, but I've been inside. And there were bars of steel, boys, and there were bars to sing, and there were bars with swinging doors for all the time between. There were bars with swinging doors for all the time between.
I am not in love, but I'm open to persuasion. East or west, where's the best for romancing with a friend? I can smile, but with a lover I could hold my head back. Really laugh. Thank you. You took me dancing across the floor, cheek to cheek. But with a lover, I could really move, really move. I could really dance, really dance, really dance, really dance. Now if I can feel the sun in my eyes and the rain on my face, why can't I feel love? Really love, really love, really love, really love, really love, love. Love, love, love. Now I got all the friends that I love. I may need my home, but I should just stick to those that I have got. With friends I still feel so insecure. Little darling, I believe not. Just take my hand and lead me where you will. No conversation, no way goodnight.
We'll give you love.
Just make love with affection. Sing me another love song, but this time with a little dedication. Sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it. You know that's what I like. Love, ooh. Once more with the feeling, give me love, give me love, give me love. Love, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it.
once more with a feeling. Sing me another love song, but this time with a little dedication. Sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it. You know that's what I like. Love with affection. Woo-hoo. With a little dedication. Love once more with a feeling.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.